11. Ruth stays. A woman named Naomi had lost everything. Her husband had died, then her two sons died too. She was living in a foreign country called Moab, far from her home in Israel, with no family left except her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. Naomi decided to go home to Israel. She had nothing to offer these young women anymore, no sons for them to marry, no wealth, no future. She told them both, "Go back to your own families, you're young, you can start over. May God be kind to you, as you have been kind to me." Orpah cried, kissed Naomi goodbye, and went home. Nobody blamed her. It was the sensible thing to do. But Ruth wouldn't go. Naomi tried to convince her. "Your sister-in-law has gone back. Go with her." Ruth said, "Don't ask me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." So Ruth went with Naomi to Israel, a foreign country where she knew no one, had no money, and had no claim to anything. When they arrived in the town of Bethlehem, they had nothing. They were two widows with empty hands. Ruth went to work. In those days, poor people were allowed to walk behind the harvesters in the fields and pick up whatever grain the workers dropped or left behind. It was hard, back-breaking work, bending down all day in the sun, gathering handfuls of barley one by one. Ruth went out early and worked until evening. She didn't complain. She didn't wait for someone to help her. She found a way to provide for Naomi and herself. The owner of the field was a man named Boaz. He noticed Ruth. He asked his workers, "Who is that woman?" They told him she was the one who had come back with Naomi from Moab and that she had been working since morning with only a short rest. Boaz went to Ruth and said, "Stay in my field. Don't go anywhere else. I've heard about everything you've done for your mother-in-law, how you left your own family and your own country and came to a people you didn't know before. May the Lord repay you for what you've done." Ruth's loyalty to Naomi and her willingness to work led to something she never expected. Boaz eventually married her, and their great-grandson was King David. Ruth didn't stay with Naomi because she knew it would work out. She stayed because that's who she was. But loyalty like that doesn't go unnoticed, not by the people around you and not by God. Ruth ended up in exactly the right field, married exactly the right man, and became part of the line that led to King David. Faithfulness pays off in ways you could never plan. Stay loyal. God does the rest. Ruth, 1 through 4.